Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And you're going to be glad you're with me because we got Jim Ostroff back on the show. Jim is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the great editors at Kiplinger Washington Editors, and they're the folks who produce the Kiplinger Letter, which we report on every week and have been now for over 12 years. Jim Ostroff, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and good morning, everybody.
It's good to have you back, as always.
Well, thank you.
Hey, Jim, the lead story this week is on venture capital, and VCs have been around a long time, and, you know, hundreds of years, maybe thousands.
Right.
But it's in the 20th century, in the last part of the 20th century, they really heated up and became a big part of the marketplace, and they would invest in companies that were growing, high-growth companies, that where they thought the company had some kind of an exit strategy potential, either to be bought out by another company, a bigger company, and they get their money back in a big return, or to go public, which would be the holy grail of venture capital goals, because typically venture capitalists aren't managers. They don't want to be in business. They want to be in the business of taking businesses and growing them and getting out of the business.
Right, exactly, and of course, like everybody, their strategy is to do this and then make a profit, turn a profit, which is great. And this seed capital is absolutely vital for the formation and the growth of new businesses,
right,
which in many ways one can say are the lifeblood of the United States economy and others too, other nations too, as they're learning.
Right.
It enables business to form, to grow, which also means, of course, to hire and to buy many, many things.
Right. But now, for the last several years, they've been on the sidelines because the IPO, especially since Sarbanes-Oxley, the IPO landscape has not been good. The initial public offering, folks, taking a private company public, has been off quite a bit in the United States. And so what you guys are saying is that may be coming back.
Well, yes. And, for instance, we see VC, venture capital investment, rising about 50% this year to, we estimate, $26 billion and close to $30 billion next year. Now, of course, you've got to keep in mind that in 2000, before Sarbanes-Oxley.
Before the crash.
And before the crash, mm-hmm. But VC investments were about $100 billion. But it is now moving in the other direction, the positive direction, and that is likely a good sign for businesses and the economy and workers and consumers.
Right. There's no question. Because the more and I keep reminding small business owners, most of you, 99% of you, are not even candidates to be considered by a venture capitalist, let alone actually getting the money. Still, all of those companies that are funded by venture capitalists, the money that they're taking from venture capitalists, they're spending all that money. Jim, 100% of the money they get from venture capitalists is spent in the marketplace. And a lot of times it's with a small business owner. So this is one of the, hopefully, Jim, if the freeing up of venture capital money could be one of the things that, because there's a lot of venture capital money on the sidelines right now,
right,
hundreds of billions of dollars, and has been for a long time. That money gets released into the marketplace. That's going to be good for the economy and for small business owners.
For the economy, for small businesses. Every one of these, let's say, startups or companies that now gets money can grow has a multiplier effect, exactly, because they buy And many times they buy from other small businesses that who also can be lean, nimble.
Right.
You know, and so that's why, you know, venture capital money is so vital to the United States economy. And, of course, we got to say here, one of the issues du jour for job formation.
Mm-hmm.
Small businesses create many new jobs.
Well, and not only the companies that the venture capitalists are funding, the jobs that they create, but also the jobs that are created when they spend all that money. It's a compounding effect. And this is what the government doesn't always get, Jim. The compounding effect, the compounding benefit, the dividend accrual to the marketplace, to the economy, when somebody spends a dollar in a private marketplace. It's a big deal. Hold on to that thought. Jim Osterhoff is our guest. He's with the Kiplinger Editors. That's Kiplinger.com. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Jim Osterhoff and I will be right back. We come back, we're going to talk about what are venture capitalists investing in? What kind of industries? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.